Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Five six three. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you're with me. You know, I mean, seriously, I very much truly. Okay, I. All right. So, always appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. All right. I want to hit some of these stories pretty rapid fire, and I do appreciate your patience. A Marxist teacher who called for the forcible culture revolution, he landed a seat on the state legislature. How does that happen? I mean, really, in all honesty, does it show you that people aren't paying attention? Maybe he was a nice guy? I don't know. So he was a teacher in Colorado. He called for forcible cultural revolution against whiteness. He was voted in by Democrats to fill an open seat, or a state house of representatives seat, on Saturday. Hernandez was selected as a state representative for the Denver area on Saturday by a committee of Democrats tasked with filling the vacant seat. But you really do get what you elect. You sit there, you know you elect these Democrats that really don't care about you. They're extremely far left, and all they care about is making sure they get enough money to run again. That's it. Hernandez worked at Aurora West Preparatory Academy in Aurora Public Schools District. According to which, look at this, he a school teacher. And in his class, he had Antifa flags, Black Lives Matter flags, Cuban flags, Chinese flags. It's like if anything that had to do with communism, he was in. And you guys let him teach in the school without making him uncomfortable. Because we don't want to do that. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And then you put them in the state house. And now they can't find out whether he still works at the school because the school has scrubbed their staff list. What do they get to hide? What's the problem? Right? And a sign in his classroom ask for the dismantling of white systems. Now, he may not look it, he may not want to admit to it, but he's about as white as they come. All right, I don't care what his last name is. Right, he's about as white as they come. And it's just, again, just amazing to me that you guys keep voting these people in. And then later on, you're going to get out there. At some point in time, you're going to go, what happened? What happened was you didn't happen. Really that simple. One of his comments in one of the speeches he was giving, he said, I want to tear some crap up. Are you ready? What I think is happening in our schools, what I think is showing up in my classrooms, a lot of things that we get into ideological circles up here. We like to compete. Who knows Marx better? Who knows these things better? Who's a Leninist? He said, listen up, all right, I give you a real take on this crap. Kids don't care. It wasn't enough to preach communist theory. He actually put it into practice in his room. He said, yes, it's important to know theory, but you have to do some practices. You have to get out in the streets. You have to get into your workplace. You have to go into your families. If we're just sitting talking in an ideological circle, our kids are still going to schools that are underfunded, where they're investing more in their failure than in their successes. They're not underfunded. Some schools might be a little. The government handles money. Look at what's going on around you. Really? Again, when you have teachers who care, I hate to tell you this, not every teacher cares. Not every teacher's in it for the right reasons. When you have teachers in it that care, you got trustees that are looking at your dollars. You don't waste big money. It's crazy. My school district alone in California, we just had to throw away, for all intents and purposes, 100,000 masks, even if we got them at $2 a piece. That's close to $250,000. Why? Because they expired. We were forced to buy them by the state, who's flushing your tax dollars. It's just amazing. It just never stops. Anyway, this teacher went on to say to these kids, your communist theory will not save you. The revolution will happen in the hood. Ooh. It will not be led by those who understand Lenin best. It will not be led by the deepest Marxists. The revolution will be led by people. I say this because I'm a teacher. He's alluding to the fact as he goes on that there's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of us. And I agree with him. I've seen it. Right? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Ain't nothing gonna help. Don't your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I'm trying to get Evan Saya to join us on Wednesday. Evan has, I've known Evan almost 20 years now. I'm one of the smartest guys that I've ever sat down and spoke with. And you have to keep up with him, you know. He's just an amazing guy. He calls himself, I think, a 912er or something like that. But he saw everything. He was a lifelong Democrat. I mean, as he puts it, he was a New York Jew. When you're a New York Jew, you have to be a Democrat. You're born that way. And you know, he went through everything that he saw his party doing after 9/11. And how they were blaming us, and they were, and he said, wait a minute, that's not what we do. That's not the people we are. And he decided, I'm done. So again, it's just amazing that you can have a guy like you, just bring him, man, try to get him on, we'll see what happens. All right. Talk about the Marxists that they hired. Not only did they put him in the school district in Colorado, as a teacher of your kids, knowing that, look, at we've been saying this for a long time. Hitler knew it. Stalin knew it. Mussolini knew it. They all knew if you had the youth, you'd have the country. If you could train the youth into what they wanted them to believe and do and work with, you would own the country for all intents and purposes. And that's what's being done. They've been doing it for decades. They play the long game. We don't. We want to show up 6 months, you know, before the hammer falls. We want to change everything. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. We sit back, fat, dumb, and happy is my favorite saying. Get over yourself if you don't like it. Right? We're sitting there. And we wonder what happened around us. You know, we started off with losing prayer in school. And again, I know that some of you don't agree with me, but I'm not a big proponent of pushing prayer in school anyhow. Give them that silent minute, silent 2 minutes, whatever it is. Because some doofus like Newsom would pop up and tell you, all right, here's your prayer for the day. Idolizing me, praying to me. Anyway. He went on to say that to engage young children in his lens of society, Hernandez said that they should be shown the movie A Bug's Life, followed by a lesson on a revolution, meaning a social revolution, which working class attempt to overthrow, I mean, A Bug's Life. Okay, got it. Was it the whole story there? Probably easy to spin, though. Remember, I have four kids. We watched The Bug's Life probably a half a dozen times. He said, a lot of people call me a unicorn. I'm not an anomaly. I'm a testament to the work we still have to do. This is sacred. This is, I mean, for people who don't believe in God, this is sacred. This is powerful. This is necessary. I tell my students the truth. No, you don't. You tell them your perceived truth. Really what it is, what you believe to be truth. Communism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it, has killed millions. Millions in the name of equality. And is that what you're all about? I mean, really? One of his posts, I'm denying the freedom to uphold white supremacy. If so, I'm in favor of that denial. And white supremacy is currently upheld by force. So yes, I'm advocating a forceful cultural revolution. Where is their white supremacy? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where does white supremacy exist now? Where is it that only a white man can get a job? Where is it that only a white man can get a loan? Where is it? Because that's not white supremacy. That's racism. All right? I don't know anybody, at least that I hang around with, I don't know anybody who believes that white that they are better than a black person, a brown person, or whatever. And the word, again, it's just like racism. Notice, I was right 15 years ago or 12 years ago that they're going to use that word racism to death, and then they're going to have to start using other words. We don't allow them to have the narrative. And that's exactly what you're doing. Anyway. He said, if white people spend half the time they spend trying to diss themselves from their whiteness and instead spent on actually deconstructing the system, we'd be a lot further along. Okay, what does that look like? I'm not going to beat this to death because this guy's going to make me nuts. But I mean, seriously, in all reality, they don't know what this means. They have no idea. They think that white supremacy, because there are more white people doing certain things than others, but that's not the same everywhere. And again, he's okay with violence. He wants to re-educate white people. Think about all this. Isn't that along the lines of fascism? Right? The phrase cultural revolution is derived from the communist totalitarian history. The Chinese Cultural Revolution was a political purge and persecution of millions of suspected of anti-revolutionaries, orchestrated by Mao, who was the chairman of the People's Republic of China. The violent movement vehemently opposed the four olds, old ideas, old culture, old customs, and old habits. Right, because you couldn't know anything about your history. No, really, think about it. Think all the way through. You couldn't know anything about your history. You couldn't know anything, you know, about tradition. Right? Religion was out. This is what's happening now. Breaking down the norms of the family. Breaking down the norms of religion. Breaking down the norms, period, of society, of culture. And anybody who wants to pop up and give me a call, I'd love it. Any one of you that wants to open your mouth or to say, well, yeah, you what norms do you want? You want to go back to slavery? Is that what you think is a good old days? Because that's what they always say to you. I want to get back to the good days. No, I want to get back to the days when teachers loved the country, kids loved the country, people loved the country. They taught about how great the country was, taught about the ills of the past and how far we've come. That's what I want to get back to. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USC
USA News Update. The University of North Carolina confirms one faculty member was killed after a shooting on campus Monday. School officials made the announcement.
This loss is devastating. The shooting damages the trust and safety that we so often take for granted.
Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges yet. Tropical Storm Idalia barreling towards Florida. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane and pass over western Cuba tonight. The storm currently has sustained winds about 70 miles per hour with even higher gusts. Idalia will become a dangerous major hurricane and make landfall somewhere on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. A new study is finding early signs of CTE in athletes who died before age 30. It was conducted by Boston University's CTE Center. They looked at the neurodegenerative disease in young adults, including what is said to be the first case in a woman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with Dan. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, not kind of sort of, but truly being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the conversation, right? I mean, seriously. And God bless America. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I love it when you can poke some of these people. I love it when you can poke people who just have all kinds of problems with conservatives. And all you got to do is just say something. Good morning. We'll set them off. Or, whatever. I just find it very, 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 very interesting. Anyhow, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5566 if you want to call and make a statement or get involved. let me see. In South Dakota, the school board meetings really started to heat up over some pornographic books. Some will say, okay, this means this or this means, but some are now even coming out saying, look, think about the underlying tone. This is a Marxist kind of mindset, a Marxist kind of attitude. South Dakota locals expressed outrage during a school board meeting over novels they deemed inappropriate and pornographic. They were once slated to be taught in Rapid City area schools. But the parents got involved. They opened their mouth and they showed up. For example, a graphic novel called Fun Home depicts nudity and sex acts. And Girl, Women, Other follows the journey of women of various sexual and gender identities. Wow. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Don't you want your kids to read that? The pictures in Fun Home, a graphic depict two women performing oral sex, images of masturbation, and true usage. I do apologize if there are any children present, the local woman said. She's reading this at the school board meetings. There's a difference between teaching what sex is and teaching how to engage in it. And that's what's happening in this book. The person or persons responsible for bringing this book to the schools with the intention of assigning this book needs to be under investigation. She continues, I just don't, this is a parent, I just don't know what the guidelines are. What allowed this particular book to be put through the public K-12 schools? The sex acts in these books are clearly pornographic, and it's what it's on the list to be removed. The school board decided to pause on a decision to destroy the excess books that were once slated for the 12th grade. Wow. Some of the schools, school administrators deemed the titles inappropriate, as well as it should have been. Now, the school board has released a statement to local news sources saying that we're having our attorneys looking at the content with their advice. We'll come back to a final decision on what we can do with the books. These books are not available for students within our district, and they're not even in the building right now. Well, if they have to stop and do this, I mean, if they have to, looking at the pornographic stuff, really, seriously? That's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and we've allowed this to happen. We've let this in. I mean, really, we've allowed them to make this happen with very little resistance, and then when we come up with resistance and they don't like what we have to say, they kind of poo-poo us, push us along, tell us to mind our own business. It's just amazing. And again, like I said to you, we have let that happen. Well, many have come out, Alice Cooper and Santana, and other rock-type people. I like Santana. Matter of fact, one of the first boycotts I ever got for the radio show was because of something I said about Santana. But rock legend Alice Cooper now. He lost his cosmetic deal after blasting transgenderism as a fad. Now, what I think is really funny about this, by the way, let's see what happens to Santana. Because he kind of came out and he said, look, here's the deal. God created you male and female. What you got when you were born, you got when you were born. That's what you is. That's just amazing, right? Then former NBA player Enes Kanter, Freedom, he reacts to the rock singer Alice Cooper's thoughts on transgenderism. He agrees. So Vampire Cosmetics, well, there you go, has decided to cut ties with shock rock legend Alice Cooper after his comments blasting transgenderism as a fad when public. We did an interview. Nothing to hide. In light of recent statements by Alice Cooper, we no longer be doing a makeup collaboration. We stand with all members of the LGBTQIA+ community, and we believe that everyone should have access to health care. Well, that's not health care. See, they do the same thing. Think about this. They do the same exact thing with abortion. They call it health care. It's like, really? Seriously? Not health care, people. Abortion is just... anyway. And if this was true health care, if this was true something, or truly something that you wanted to help the kids with, then you get them the psychiatric care they need. You stop the hormone blockers and surgeries for at least, I don't know, just I'm just throwing it out there, okay, 18 months. 18 months of consistent counseling to help these children work through these things. That simple. Anyway, they go on to say, we stay with all members of the LGBTQIA community and believe that everyone should have access to health care. Yeah, not really what they mean. All pre-order sales will be refunded. The company wrote in the statement, why? Why refund the money? People already paid for them. They already wanted them. Right? Oh, they're going to get rid of the Alice Cooper line. Just amazing. Pre-sale for the line began August 14th. It was a unique line focused on music inspired by Cooper style. Right? I just find this hilarious. The Vampire brand describes itself as proudly woman-owned. disabled-owned, and LGBT-plus-owned. We offer cruelty-free, talc-free products to customers at nationwide stores. Wow. And Aranda, I mean, think about this. It's the intolerant to the bigoted company, again. Because they can't handle it. Alice Cooper, he's not allowed to speak his mind. And really and honestly, again I say, why are other countries stopping this? And we're bad people for even mentioning it. Right? This is amazing. Anyway, even that twisted sister guy with the fake blonde hair. Anybody remember him? Right? He says the same thing. More and more of these people are coming out and saying, okay, look, we thought this was just a thing that people were just talking about, but now it's grown so much, it's scary, it's wrong, and you're hurting kids. You're hurting our children. And it's about time somebody spoke up, seriously. Anyway, just amazing. Yes, we were talking about the mayor's home, how everything went crazy there. Complaining about them having to take the bulk of the hit from these immigrants. No, Texas took the bulk. Arizona took the bulk. I mean, do you want me to prove to you how off these people are? Really off? That new mayor of Chicago that they brought in, they knew who they were voting for. Brandon Johnson, he's now being laughed at. He's facing backlash after filing a suit against Kia and Hyundai over claims that they manufacture cars that lack appropriate anti-theft measures, ultimately leading to a surge in car crimes. Really? So now it's up to the car manufacturer to make sure that every aspect of making sure the car can't be stolen or carjacked or anything like that, that's up to them now. Wow. Amazing. Democrat Alderman Raymond Lopez mocked Johnson over the lawsuit. He called the move a play from a socialist playbook. Crime continues to ravage the streets, and we're going to sue a car manufacturer. Got it. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Mancini, your host.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bacito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. I always appreciate when you are. And you do need to get involved. There's so much going on. You need to keep track of what's happening. And even in your own areas, your own schools, your own towns, make a difference. It's really that simple. And you can easily make a difference. It really, truly is. Just engaging. All right, for my beer drinker friends out there, you're in a lot of trouble. We'll hit that in a second. No, really. I stopped drinking beer years ago. I'm not a good beer drinker. Some of you know what I mean by that. Anyway. Yeah, so apparently in Chicago, it's the fault of the gun manufacturers that people are being shot. And it's the fault of the car manufacturers for cars that are being stolen. I want you to think about that. This is the party of non-responsibility. It's not the person stealing the car. It's not the person using the gun. No, no. It's those items. It's the issue of those items. And yet, here in California, when we want, now think about this sincerely, when we wanted to jail the drug sellers, when we wanted the people that were selling, knowingly selling fentanyl to young kids, when we wanted to jail them for manslaughter, the Dems would have no part of it. So apparently, as long as it's an illegal substance, as long as it's something that they like and they agree with, well, then you don't. You can't jail or go after the supplier or manufacturer. Only this kind of stuff. Even other Democrats are coming against this mayor. But you guys put him in there, and you're stuck with him for 3 more years because you wouldn't do your homework or you're petrified. Chicago has been in this mess for decades because all you vote in are liberal Democrats, hardcore liberal, not true liberal Democrats. Right? I mean, according to Mayor Johnson, we clearly don't have a crime problem. We have a Kia problem in the city. We don't have a crime problem. We have a gun problem in the city. Right? God. According to Mayor Johnson, Lopez told Steve Ducey on Monday the numbers speak for themselves. 104% increase from last year. A 234% increase in vehicle thefts from 2 years ago. But it's the car fault. I guess the cars are probably like, hey, come steal me. Come steal me. Really, I don't get how they come up with this stuff. It's the fact that they are so easily taken by criminals who run rampant in the city of Chicago, but we have yet to hear our mayor say anything, not one word about the criminals. Never does. This is from the aldermen. This is from their city council members. They're complaining about what he's saying and or not saying. And in turn, you know, what he beats up on the media for not giving the whole story. What would be the whole story? Really? It's just amazing. How about this? How about you allow the Chicago police to do their job, get out of their way, right? How about you allow them to go after criminals the way they should? How about you blame the criminals for actually doing the crimes? I know they're always talking about, well, you know, they blame certain people just because of their color. All right. So get tougher on it. Get tougher on the laws. But when you catch the guy in the process with the gun in his hand, or you got video of him beating, no matter what color he is or what color he's beating, the rules should apply the same way. Johnson's office announced a lawsuit last week. He alleges that both companies failed to include industry standard engine immobilizers in several months. Oh, right, because I'm sure in cheaper vehicles, you don't put stuff like that in there. And you cannot force a manufacturer to do certain things. I mean, they've been doing it for decades, but it's wrong. Right? When it comes to emissions control, I get it, you have to do some things to keep these guys from getting really stupid. But this is just crazy. The impact of car theft on Chicago residents can be deeply destabilizing to low and middle class income. Right. Not, oh God, these guys are so weird. Not the fact they can't sit on their porches, that's not destabilizing at all, right? Not the fact that the gas is up, food is up. They can't even afford to feed their own families. At least according to AOC, we're being told that's why the rise in crime. That's why they're shooting people. That's why they're stealing. So they can fill their cars up with gas to go to work because they're good law-abiding citizens. None of this makes any sense. Their circular reasoning is hilarious. The mayor said that after the safety feature defect was broadcast, right? That's actually began to form. That's actually went up. Then why didn't you keep your mouth shut? Anyway. And what they decided to do? You ready for this one? They decided to give out, if you go to City Hall, remember those old-fashioned steering wheel column locks? right? These can be called a club. Just amazing. I just love this. We know why we're stealing these cars, or why they're stealing these cars. We know what they're going to do with these cars, but in fact, we refuse to call out the behavior, and we're giving cover to criminals, according to one alderman. And to be perfectly honest, it's a page from the socialist playbook, because we're blaming the manufacturer. Right? Think about what they've done to these people. Like that mayor and others. To get them to actually believe that all this stuff is the fault of a manufacturer and no human is responsible for any of it. I thought it was great when I saw the sheriff in Florida after the shooting the other day. When all the reporters were trying to blame the guns on the shooting. And he really let them go off on it for a while, which I thought was cool. And then he basically took his gun out of his holster, he put it on the counter, and he goes, I can leave that there for hours. But until the evil man steps up, grabs a gun, and shoots people, that gun ain't going to hurt anybody. The person who did the shooting was an evil person set out to do evil things. It honestly is that simple. That was a great line. A great line. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Biden White House won't answer questions on Joe's recommendation that Americans, stop at 2 beers a week. A week. Now, there goes football games, right? There goes tailgating parties. I mean, there goes everything. The White House is refusing to say whether it would support a recommendation that Americans stop at only 2 beers a week. Now, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre suggested President Biden might defer to the experts. Who are the experts? The teetotalers? Or the guys that drink all weekend long from the time they get home on Friday night? Peter Ducey asked the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre about the recent reports that President Biden's alcohol czar may recommend Americans have no more than 2 beers. Let him recommend all he wants to, guys. Stop it. Let him do it. The more the average worker sees these guys intruding into their lives, you watch what happens. You can't blame there's no way they can blame a Republican for this. Ducey asked Pierre if Biden wants to limit Americans to 2 beers a week. She won't answer. She just looks the other way and she won't answer. Anyway, when she's starting to get a little miffy with him, like, where is this coming from? Right? Maybe I didn't miss you so much, Pierre said. Where is it? See the nasties? They're nasty people. They don't admit to it, but they're nasty people. And like I said, they will hang themselves. You won't have to. So I'm a senior host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the Joe Mancini Show through the Genesis Communication Network. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Right? I want you here with me, so I don't want you to do anything stupid. Anyway, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, Joe. You can head over to JoeMancina.com, JoeMancina.com, where it's all happening. Be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us.